Alright. The time now is 12:31. This is July 31st. I just remembered something that I have to talk about. I was not scheduled to do a podcast radio show at this time, but something came to my mind and I had to talk about it. First of all, if you're just tuning in, I'm Ron Smith. The show you're listening to is called Ron Smith Star Talent Showcase, Children of the Light, or COTL for short, the Food Pantry. And I don't know why I'm remembering this now, but I want to talk about black seed oil. Oh, before I even get into that, Children of the Light Food Pantry, located at 1171 East 95th Street between Flatlands and Avenue J in Brooklyn. The days you should come is on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. Try to get there around 12. Bring an offering. Jesus Christ, bring an offering for the help and the work to keep the work going. Shout out to Pastor Dr. Maureen Rush. Shout out to Sister Baptiste, Brother Johnny, Johnny John, and Sister Linda, and the saints, all the members who help out at the pantry. Bring an offering, really. They need your help financially. So, what are we going to talk about? Black seed oil, apple cider vinegar. Yes, you need to go out and get you some black seed oil, apple cider vinegar. I know you guys are into what the doctor gives you, and some of that stuff is not doing nothing for you. It really isn't doing anything for you other than just causing you more problems. Yes, shout out to Dr. Reddy. Dr. Reddy is my PCP. Been giving me the insulin and the glimepiride and the metformin and all that other stuff. I want to talk to you about holistic medicine. Today, show for the next 5 minutes, we're going to talk about that for a second. It's one of the things that helps you. Vitamins is very good. You need some vitamin C. You need vitamin B plus. Vitamin B12. Sorry. And you need zinc. You need all of these things to help you. As you get older, your body needs these things. You see, doctors try to tell you it's all in the medicine. But if you didn't take any vitamin whatsoever, and you ate all the garbage and the junk that's out there, and you just took the pills that the doctor was giving you, trust me, you'd be in the hospital bed in a coma. You wouldn't be able to do it. Your body needs those minerals. You need to stay away from the junk. I am a person who's a junk food eater. As I told you before, Anthony Obie, he passed away. He died. Here's a guy who was working out 3 or 4 times a day, 7 days a week, with a whole ton of vitamins. What happened, you say? He just decided not to listen to his body, not to listen to reasoning, and he was taking the insulin, and the insulin caused him to, you know, get on dialysis. That's what insulin does, you know what I'm saying? After you get on dialysis, that's it. Your body is just downhill from there. After they cut off his leg, and he was still, I don't want to go into it that much. Metformin and Glimepiride, if you've been taking it, these medicines have side effects. And the side effects messes you up. It messes your kidneys up. I was taking that, and all of a sudden, I had the runs. On a Sunday morning, I had to cancel out going to church because I had diarrhea like never before. I don't know what was going on. Look, let me just end this by saying, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. For his name's sake, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. You need your cup to run over. Give an offering to the food pantry. More than a dollar, please. Jesus' name, I pray for everybody that you be blessed. Thank you, God, for everything. I'm going to have a good testimony coming up pretty soon. I just feel it coming on. I thank you so much. Please send a message letting me know how you like the podcast, the radio show, what we could do to make it better. Shout out to Mike Scott. And please keep me in your prayers. Thank you.